Part 1. Striving for the Faith Through Joyful Partnership. Philippians 1:1-30. Chapter 1. Grace and Peace to God's Servants. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:1-2. First impressions are pivotal. Consider the substantial contrast between entering the office on a Monday morning and enthusiastically declaring, "Good morning, team," as opposed to merely stating, "I made it." Similarly, envision the profound effect of a pastor commencing his sermon with the authoritative proclamation, "Thus saith the Lord," in comparison to the same pastor hesitantly searching through his notes and murmuring, "Well, folks, here's what was on my mind this week." The opening words of any letter are important, and Scripture is no different. For the Apostle Paul, operating under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, greeting his audience wasn't just a matter of routine. It was a chance to set the tone for how he felt about his beloved readers and how God himself feels about them. Paul first identifies himself and Timothy as servants, douloi, literally slaves or bondservants of Christ Jesus. Paul is not pulling rank as an apostle. He's doing the opposite. He is a slave of Christ, a sinner saved by Christ and subject to the one who saved him. He comes to his fellow believers sincerely and tenderly with open palms upraised. The apostle then identifies his audience as all the saints in Philippi, a Roman colony. In the Western world, especially among those influenced by Roman Catholicism, we may be inclined to think of a saint as an especially exemplary Christian leader, cleric, or martyr. But that isn't Paul's meaning. For Paul, all followers of Christ are saints, hagioi, holy ones, made holy not by their own merit, but by virtue of the redemptive work of Christ on their behalf and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Paul further addresses the overseers and deacons with the saints. In one sense, pastor elders and deacons are not above the laity per se, but are alongside or with them. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. Paul loved each member of this church dearly. Then Paul greets his audience, "Grace to you and peace from God." This salutation is laden with theological significance. Grace, charis, is a play on the common Greek word for greetings, charein, transforming this ordinary word to evoke the unmerited kindness of God in salvation. Peace recalls the Hebrew greeting shalom, still heard today among Hebrew speakers, which suggests the total wholeness of life and society in tranquility that only God can provide. Importantly, true saving grace and peace with God can only come to us from God in Christ. Grace and peace are our birthright in the gospel. They undergird the whole Christian life, assuring believers of their total acceptance before God. When times and seasons cause us to reflect, major holidays, trials, or the simple turning over of the calendar, we are tempted to live in regret, shame over past sins, or worry concerning future events. Regardless of the season in which we find ourselves, we all acutely feel the need for a clear word from God. Those serving in ministry in local churches, ministry organizations, or on the mission field are even more prone to think in this way. What does God think of me? How am I doing?